Today, because we've got observers in the studio, young people. That's right. And who are we? You're probably saying, who are these people talking? Well, it's Tony Martin, the leader of the
vegetables.
Oh, okay,
come on.
Pushing those buttons. It's Richard Martin wearing,
of course,
as always. And Ed Cavalli, he likes to eat on a during the course of the program. Those words spoken by our Prime Minister were actually recorded during an exclusive interview on our rival station, PLPS-FM. Oh, they're chasing us in the ratings there.
Oh, that's School of Rock, Patterson
Lake. In Victoria, that's right. And we've got a couple of the interviewers who... Hey, cue up some fancy... Where's that music we have for Ed's political segment? That exclusive interview with the Prime Minister that we put to air a couple of months ago, that was actually recorded by these kids right here from PLPS-FM. Who have we got with us?
We've got Hayden and Lucy with us.
Don't be frightened. It's just Ed Cavalli. I know he's got a lot of food in front of him.
Don't touch my sandwiches, kids.
I do buy.
Now, you're the guys who spoke to the Prime Minister. Was he intimidated by speaking to you, do you think?
Well, he looked it.
Did he? Yeah? Was he nervous, do you reckon?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot, yeah. Do you think that's why he said Mariana instead of Marinara? What about, did you have any questions that, you know, his minders, the people who come with him, said, oh, no, we're not going to let you ask that? Was there any rules that you weren't allowed to say things to him?
Not really. Not so much.
Very right. Wow. Who's the, have you had anyone through in the hot seat who's been too difficult?
I think so, no.
Yeah. Remember when you had Ed Cavalli through?
Yeah. No, they don't remember. I don't think you kids were there, were you? Were you there the day we were there? You weren't there, were you?
No.
No. Were you in the playground playing handball at lunchtime when I destroyed the lot of you?
No, I wasn't.
Exactly.
Now, are you guys doing a regular shift at the moment on PLP, is it?
Not really, no. No, but we are allowed to go in anytime, really.
Anytime? Anytime? Just, well, do what? Just put stuff down?
Basically,
is that right? Creative control.
Wow.
You don't have to run it by the headmaster, the principal. I think Stan's here. His name has got a free reign.
Do what they like.
So you don't have to go into a meeting after the show and get notes on that guest wasn't well known enough, that sort of stuff?
Never.
Never. Do you ever get into any trouble? Have you ever said anything on air? And they've just gone, no, you can't do that, guys.
One experience.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us what happened there? Hayden, come on, out with it.
Bit of bad language.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, bad, but yeah.
Bad language. Obviously, we don't want to compound that error here.
What did you, what did you say?
What were the circumstances?
Yeah, what was the context? Why did you say it?
Wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you.
Who was it?
Passing the buck.
It wasn't me.
Well, come on, Silverman.
Who was it?
Was it Stan? The prime of the...
Better not say.
Okay, we'll just call him Mr. X. What happened? What was the show?
Mucking around.
I love mucking around.
I swear during mucking around.
Yeah. And so that person not allowed back on air?
Not after recent experiences as well.
Oh,
what a serial offender.
What a recent.
Is that person here? Please let that child be here.
Is that Rex out there?
Is that kid that's been banned for swearing out there?
Been bundled into the station's Black Thunder.
Yeah, right.
Never to be seen again. Right, what were the recent experiences? What did Mr. X do?
Changing the settings.
Changing the setting. Well, making everyone else a bit lower and him a bit louder, that old trick.
Yeah.
Yes. That's such an old radio trick. See, once you've mastered that one,
That makes you sound the best, doesn't it? Makes you sound like the voice of God over everybody else.
It's Richard Barton who's controlling the buttons there.
Yeah, right, Rich. You're coming, you're booming through the speakers right now. No settings changing whatsoever.
Really, Richard?
Yeah.
Everyone is absolutely equal.
You know what you do? If you've got the Prime Minister in, right, and it's going badly and you don't have anything more to say to him and you look at your piece of paper and you run out of questions, here's a trick you guys have got to get into. Wacky sound effects. Works every time. Prime Minister refused to say what his favourite vegetable is. Just drop in a bit of...
Hey, that's the guy.
What else we got, Rich?
Oh, that's a good talking point.
You just say, Prime Minister, I don't believe you. I think you're talking complete...
That's
a dog that's normally triggered by Brian Adams. Wow. Okay, what big features are coming up on PLPSFM that you guys would like to forward promote, as we say at radio? Come on. What's going on in that 10-block radius down there?
The secret.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Wow. So the whiteboard is turned to the wall.
To the other stations. Okay.
You've got to give us some what we call sizzle in the industry. Mm. Just something that's coming up that you want to promote.
Big people.
Big people.
Big people.
Like who?
Unsayable.
Who's that going to be?
I think President of Iran. I'm in dinner jacket. He's coming on.
Imagine him on the hot seat.
Man, fantastic. Into the bottom of that cushion enriching.
Tell you what.
All right. The kids for it.
Well, we are going to be under
Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong Il.
Is he coming on?
No.
No.
Shannon Noll.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Maybe. We are going to get some bombshells from these kids, and that's coming up on Get This. Kelly here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Good morning, everybody. We're under observation in the youngsters today.
Yeah.
Putting a lot of pressure on
kids with their rap music, hey?
Have you got some fake applause for yet another one of the Prime Minister's interrogators on Patterson Lake Primary School FM a few months ago? It's alive!
Thanks very much.
Seems very little evidence of that.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez Louise.
So what's your segment, Eliza? What do you do on the show, on the PLPS?
I was introducing and I asked the Prime Minister who he would like to ask to dinner.
He went on and on about Ricky Ponting.
Cicillo Bam Bam Yudhoyono.
He wanted Yudhoyono. He wanted Ponting and his own wife.
I don't know if I could pronounce the President of Indonesia's name.
Yeah, it takes years of practice. We're up on a whiteboard down in the boardroom just...
Each day.
So we can say,
all right, day.
Boutros, Ghali, repeat after me.
I'm a dinner jacket.
Hey, what about, did you hear when we pushed the Prime Minister off a cliff? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we did that on our show.
The Labour Party says,
Sounds painful.
He bounced. Should have tried getting that cliff into the studio. It's exhausting. You know, we couldn't get much out. I must say, security's very tight. Aiden and Lucy told us nothing.
What are they scared of? You know what I mean? Like, you guys have brought some sort of adult minders with you. There's the principal here who's got a suit on, probably got a gun.
He's a jacket, I'm suggesting. Sort of showing to the kids if they get out of line.
And then sort of your agent, who's somebody's mother, I think. She's somebody's mother, who's Donna, who's sort of, you know, telling you what to say. And what was she telling you off air? What does she want you to sizzle up, promote?
She wants to tell that we've invited Pat and Kim onto our show as they're filming in Patterson Lake.
And?
They haven't accepted.
Oh.
Is that right?
Stone cold. Well, why not? What, did they give a reason?
No, they just haven't called back.
You've got to get used to that.
Okay.
We've got Kenny coming too.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah.
Will he be, so Shane Jacobson plays Kenny in the movie. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Okay, see, another trick of radio.
Pretend you've seen it.
You've seen the film.
Fine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that radio.
Just at the top, say it's a modern-day Australian classic. And then sort of laugh out of it.
You won't know the difference. And then just mention all the jokes that are in the trailer. Hey, here's another thing. If you've got, a deficit of hilarious material on your radio show, hit the Foxtel
and find those New Zealand crime shows.
Mm.
Oh, we love a bit of that.
You just have to watch TV whenever you want, Eliza.
Yep, pretty much.
What you want at home.
Within a good time.
What's the time? When is your bedtime? When are you talking? Midnight?
About 9 o'clock.
Well, this comes on after that.
Oh, well.
Yes, and I've made sure that it's one of the ones without too much swearing today.
Too much swearing.
Because Police Bin 7. They basically just follow the cops as they pick up drunks in New Zealand. You wouldn't think it'd make for riveting television.
Wow. You'd be wrong.
But have a listen to this bloke. In the middle of his interview, he just tripped over a wheelie bin. It's a great sound. Have a listen.
Another dog handler is also on the scene. He goes into the property ahead of Gareth and challenges the man they find still outside the woman's door. He's a bit unsteady on his feet.
What are you doing here?
The scene.
Did you say you know the people that live here?
Yes.
What's the person's name?
Hey?
What's the person's name?
Sounds even more painful.
It really does.
But, you know, I just love that sound so much. Mm. I just got the next minute of his interview and I just thought I'd drop that in a few more times. It amused me after midnight.
Fair enough time.
Check this bloke out.
Swing against the wall. Swing against the wall so they don't fall over the edge. Yes. This bloke.
Do you know what the address is here?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's so strong. I'm so drunk. Sorry.
It looks like it's a extremely one gay male that's come to the wrong house.
How did you get here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my friends.
Oh, yeah. How did you get here?
Oh, yeah, I'm so drunk. Sorry, Thomas. Sorry.
A lady thought that you were trying to break into the house.
I live here.
Well, you don't live here.
Oh, no, I don't live here.
Because someone else lives here.
Sorry.
You live at 58E.
This is 130. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Clear of it.
Absolutely.
Look out all the way through, you can just hear the police dog.
Yeah.
I think a guy had a sandwich in his pocket. Do you have a dog, Eliza?
Yes.
What sort?
Labrador.
Oh, I've got a Labrador. There is no off switch on the eating, is there?
No.
How much does it eat?
More than it should.
And if you just stood there just feeding it sandwiches for a day, it would never stop, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
Does your dog dream about a crumb that's under the fridge?
I don't dream her dreams, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Back in your box, Martin.
No, not on my watch, enough out of you. All right, I think we've had enough drunk New Zealanders for one show. The listeners have got quite a few ideas.
Oh, yes, they do.
They have been inundating us with information, factors, and ideas for new segments. We're going to run them by Eliza here and the team from PLPSFM. Next on Get This.
Chris Springsteen. Requested by Eliza.
There you go. Oh, yes.
Now so, Eliza, tell me, what were your other favourite Bruce Springsteen tracks we were talking about off air?
I'm not sure. I've forgotten.
There you go. That's another good radio trick. Sudden memory loss. The kids from PLPSFM are with us today. There's a whole bunch. Some of them are in the studio, and there's a whole other crowd out there
just
looting the sales department.
Taking stationery. We're kids.
That's how it works. And we're under observation, and they're obviously keen to see how radio professionals operate. You've got Ed Cavalier over there.
Hi.
The prize king, working on some, well, a new prize pack, apparently, for Talkback Mountain.
It is a desperate bid by a desperate man in desperate circumstances.
Oh.
Sounds desperate.
Yeah. Hey, who else is joining us here?
Hi, Mitchell. How are you, sir? Doing what? Can I just tell you here, Mitchell, just quickly, if the answer, which was what I did when I was a kid, when I sprained my wrist, I did it just sort of taking a bit of butter out of the fridge and I fell over.
Oh, that's pretty clumsy, are you?
Yes, Mitchell. What's acceptable? And that's not cool. So do you have a cool story of how you got that?
I was just playing football.
Yeah.
I'm at school at the moment. There's about three of them.
Really? With broken hands?
Yep.
broken fingers, just giving the umpire the finger too many times.
Any price for fashion.
Now, was it, Mitchell, weren't you the kid who asked the Prime Minister the question he didn't want to answer?
Oh, yes, I was.
What was that question?
Will you fly Garuda Airlines?
Oh, he didn't want to comment on that. Wow.
Did you come up with that one, Mitchell?
Yes.
Yeah, good job.
A bit of hard-hitting journalism. We have some, well, we've got some clips of the Prime Minister in action here. Some of our show is a little bit, I guess the word is intellectual, and it might fly over your head. Like, I don't want to suggest that...
Should I grow a bit, should I?
Yeah. This might...
Read some books, you know.
You know, you really need to have studied hard to understand this satirical comedy.
My message to the people of West Papua is simply this.
It's Mitchell. Mitchell, are you taking Eliza to the disco tonight?
Oh, no way.
Why not? Who are you taking?
Secret.
No, come on. Who are you taking Eliza? Do you know?
Not sure. I'll pump him a bit if you like.
Well, yep.
Just some of that interrogation style.
Oh, yeah, that's what you mean.
That you use on the show. What about your dog, your Labrador? Will the Labrador be going to the disco?
There'd be nothing left.
Tony, you were the only one who ever took their Labrador to a disco. All right?
Great. Do you ever get the dog up on the back legs and just dance around the room? Some music?
I get him on the front legs, but not the back legs.
Yeah, but he's standing on the back legs with the front legs up like a person. Because our favourite thing on this show is animals that think they're people.
Thinks he's people.
Do you have...
That sounds a bit queer.
You're going to get a job on Triple M, let's talk like that, Eliza. What do you know about football?
It has an umpire.
There you go. Good enough.
More than we know.
Good enough.
What about our listeners? They've been sending in. Are there any troublesome teachers at Patterson Lakes Primary School, you know?
Not troublesome, just a little bit too smart.
No, really? Is
that right?
Anyone on the source?
No.
No, exactly. No. Fair enough.
We did.
Intervention.
Yeah. We had kids calling up the other day with stories about teachers showing films at school and weird punishment techniques they had. What sort of punishment? Like, if you're in trouble at your school, what happens?
You miss half of your lunch.
And what do you have to do?
Just sit there and you have to write nothing. Write down what you think you did wrong. How would you know that, Eliza?
Yeah,
Eliza. I don't know.
Those
things are so hard to write because you don't really incriminate yourself. So you've got to make it sound kind of petty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Cairns has written in and said about the phone in the other day about unusual teacher behaviour. In year 9, we had 3 teachers come to work at the school, 2 male, 1 female. One of the male teachers was dating the female teacher. And the other male was dating the sister of the first male. So when we had camp, the 3 teachers left us alone one night. We didn't see them until lunch the next day. They left us in the company of the film Fight Club.
I got lost by the second word.
Yeah, we're
very well, fair enough.
Very poorly composed, see? That's the standard of education out there. That's unusual, isn't it? Just leaving the kids to watch Fight Club.
Yeah, have you kids seen Fight Club?
No.
No, I probably shouldn't watch it. We haven't been allowed to watch that. And do they show you films at school?
Yeah, only educational.
Oh, right. Be careful with that lathe. That was one we had.
What's a lathe?
It was a piece of equipment in the woodwork room. Every day we had to watch a film called Be Careful With That Lathe. Something might happen. So what kind of films do they show you?
Well, we're studying natural disasters at the moment, so we've got...
Right, that's why you've come in here.
All that stuff.
Oh, cyclone footage.
Yeah.
Right, no...
Noise is incredible.
All right, okay.
What's that? That's not a film, that's like an educational one, isn't
it?
Yeah. Are they daggy?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
What would you like to be seeing in the classroom? Stuff off YouTube?
No, just the movies that we tend to watch at home.
Oh, what's your favourite at home? Come on.
Is it Suddenly 30? That's Richard's favourite movie.
No. I've got lots of favourite movies.
Let's hear them. What are they?
I've forgotten. Come on, Eliza.
Come on, Eliza.
What about you, Mitchell? What do you
How
like?
How about you, Phil? Oh.
Hilary Duff's the perfect man.
Oh, to be gay.
Oh, what?
Sound effects.
See, that one's still getting a run.
What you need to do is, if you've got the horn there.
Yeah.
See, when you say that, you need to emphasise it with a sound effect. So yeah. Give us that line again.
That's a bit gay.
That's the thing, ready to go. Maybe that could be your job, just saying that, cue up the horn,
yeah.
And anything we bring up. So just mention, hey, what about that emo music? That's a big game.
You've already passed it, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
So people are over
it. Yeah, mate.
What's the new catch?
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Things are that fleeting in radio.
Yes.
Hey, do you want to play Time Tunnel? We're going to get into the Time Tunnel. Like, what is something that you guys remember from when you were younger that you're now down on and go, you know, I'm not interested in that anymore.
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles, really?
Dancing to the Wiggles.
Yeah. There you go.
You look more like a Hooly Doolies man to me, Mitchell. Is that about right?
Do that.
Oh, come on. He's got a tattoo.
Big purple bear.
Oh, that's a big guy.
You
want
lines?
That's how radio works.
All right, mate,
now. Hey, we are going to put you guys in the Time Tunnel and take you back to a terrifying period you would not even probably remember called...
Kindergarten?
No. It's got the ziggies. We're talking about a time called the late 1990s. Oh, what a primitive time it was. That'll be next.
Well, not too mean, but what do you do?
Around the nation on Triple M, where some of the students from Patterson Lakes Primary School in Victoria, those involved in the radio station there, are joining us and giving us a few pointers, ways to make our show better.
Absolutely right.
Who have we got now?
We're now joined by Aaron and Laura.
Laura, you were the first person to speak to John Howard, were you not? On your show.
I was the first person to ask him the best question.
Wow. How did you get selected for that?
Speaking skills.
Are you a stuck up, Laura?
No.
What do you think, Aaron? Why did she go first?
Because she got pet.
Ah, good answer.
True.
That's the kind of answer John,
we're looking for.
John Howard was giving you answers like that, wasn't it?
Thank you on the line. Now, we've got a song, one of your favourites, Aaron. If you wouldn't mind introducing it for us, that would be great.
Jenny, don't be hasty by Pearl and a Kinney.
The distinctive sound of Paolo Nadine. Yeah, had to get this on Triple M. I didn't realise Paolo was Scottish.
Yeah,
there you go. But somebody in this room did, and that's Aaron from PLPS FM who's sitting in, and also Laura.
Welcome.
How old are you guys?
I'm about to turn 12.
About to turn 12, Aaron. Yourself?
I'm about to turn 12 as well.
Oh, that's great. That is a fantastic accent you've got there. That is a beauty. What, do you know what a New Zealand accent sounds like? Have you ever heard that?
No.
You ever heard this phrase, Griffin's biscuits with a thin bit of mint filling?
No.
Couldn't understand what I was saying?
No clue.
I had to change that when I came here today at customs. You're not coming in here talking like that. Talking about fun Lizzie and cool ball. You're not coming on here. Radio training.
That's my watch.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, we've got a sponsor here. We've got the Nissan Navara.
Ah, yes.
Oh, with its massive pulling power.
We met one yesterday.
They brought in a car because we're sponsored by this. Do you guys have sponsors on your shows?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, who's your sponsor?
Who's your sponsor?
Triple M.
I don't think that's true, but apparently it is now.
Very nicely. Thanks for the plug.
Good way to do it. I'll say it on air.
Thank you very much.
You're leaving with a giant novelty check now. We had the Nissan Navara people in here, and they brought one in for us to check out.
Mm.
And, of course, we're quite intimidated by the Navara because we're not particularly blokey on this show.
No.
You're not going to deny it? Okay.
Exactly. Aaron, you're meant to say, yes, you are when you say that. You know, it makes you feel better.
Here comes.
You're silent. Fair enough.
Here's a photo of us looking under the bonnet of the Nissan Navara. Check out. Does that look like blokes who know about cars?
No.
All right. Here we are trying to look as tough as the Navara. How would you describe that picture?
Weak.
Weak.
All right. Oh, you want to arm wrestle, Laura? Is that what you want? All right. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Laura.
Hey, I've been, there's so many kids in the studio, they're all slipping me bits of paper. I've been told to ask you guys about what happened at Camp Warrabinda Red Faces. What's going on there? Aaron?
Well, I called a few jokes.
And how did they go down?
Bang.
Yeah, you want to give us one now?
Mr. McCauley and Mr. Wilkins fell off the roof. Who would hit the ground first?
Who?
Mr. Wilkins, because Mr. McCauley would need to stop and ask for directions.
We're going to be asking for more of those as the show proceeds. Mr. McCauley has been zigged. Take that. Are you allowed to do that kind of material on your show, on your station?
I haven't been on the station, but I was in camp and I got a point off because I was making fun of Mr. McCauley.
Oh, wow, well, it'll be about 10 points off now.
I like that.
You'll be missing most of lunch hour, I'm guessing, for the next week. No.
Yeah, not my work. Yeah. Stand up to McCauley.
Hey, we like to do something here called Talkback Mountain, and we have a man chained in a dungeon somewhere at Triple M. His name is Matt Dow, and his job is coming up with things like this. That tune, Ed Cavalier. Uh-huh. Mr. Marsden, do you recognise it?
It's Out of Touch by Hall & Oates.
That's a bit gay.
Where did that voice come from?
Again.
It's coming on.
Someone from earlier in the show. All right, music. Now, what do you guys like to listen to on the iPods and things like that?
I like a lot of music.
Yes, for example.
Cat Dolls.
The Pussycat CD. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Joe Richard was got down to the last two to be the new Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, yeah. But the movement class knocked me out. Well and truly.
What we want to talk about today is we're going to shock you kids, and we're going to shock all those kids out there with news of what life was like in the past.
Dark ages.
Yeah. In the time before the internet. Can you imagine such a thing? A time before mobile phones?
Boring.
Boring. What was life like in the old days?
Halcyon days.
What do you remember? What are some of the things we don't have anymore?
Do you guys have slip and slides?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, hang on, Steve. What is it? Did you make it yourself? Is it just a sort of, a poorly crafted tarpaulin in the backyard with dishwashing detergent poured all over it?
No, you buy them at the shop.
Well, maybe these days. But in my day, it was just a hessian sack with knives all over it that we had to slide down.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Surely, with water restrictions, the slip and slides have all been brought in some kind of amnesty.
Stand and slide?
What about this? Can you imagine just trying to entertain yourself with a wooden buzzy bee on the end of a string that when you pull it along, the wings rotate? Can you imagine that?
No.
That is what life was like in the 1970s. That's all there was. It was just that and something called Starsky and Hutch. That's all we had. What do you remember, Mr. Marsden?
The Viewmaster.
Would you know what that is?
No.
What was the Viewmaster?
It was sort of a pre-Game Boy entertainment system where you put something up to your eyes, like a pair of binoculars. I think maybe you can even still buy them. And it was a slideshow, and you'd press a button, and you'd have different photos from Disney films and enjoyable activities.
3D.
Yeah, in 3D.
We had The Black Hole, that movie, The Black Hole.
Yeah. I remember what's the one with the dragon? The Disney movie with the dragon.
Peace Dragon.
Peace Dragon. That was my favourite. The kids are totally bored.
What are some things? Tell us some things that you couldn't live without. You get up in the morning and you can't live without that.
Couldn't live without a CD player.
A CD player. Well, even that's getting quite old-fashioned.
A TV.
What's your favourite show?
The Simpsons and Futurama.
Oh, they are good. They're pretty funny. They're much cleverer than the ones we had.
Yeah,
because people always say, TV isn't what it used to be. But The Simpsons, really smart show. What did we have? McGilla Gorilla. There's no second level to that.
Great babe.
What shows do you like to watch?
I like Home and Away.
Do you?
Yes, I do. And I like Big Brother as well.
Oh, who's your favourite on Big Brother?
Had to be Travis.
Travis, yeah, he's our favourite. What do you like about Travis?
Not really sure. I just like him.
He's just a peace
man.
Our idea is to send him over to the UN, to the United Nations, to sort out international wars and disputes.
Yeah, what do you guys reckon? A bit of rah, rah, rah. Come on, mate. Get into the banana, have a stingo, you'll be fine. Sort it out.
He's a man of common sense, doesn't he? All right. I don't think the kids believe us. They don't believe it was a time when entertainment revolved around the buzzy bee and the Viewmaster. Come on, listeners. Let's show them what else we used to have in the old days that we don't have anymore.
Mm.
Give us a call. The Prize King is here. You offering prizes today, yes?
No.
See? That's how it works in big time commercial radio.
Stephen King.
Call now with your thing from the past. We don't have any more. 1-3-3-5-3. Oh, that'll be no doubt. It's My Life here and Hear This on Triple M. The kids from Patterson Lakes Primary School in Victoria are with us this morning because their station, their radio station, is our sister station here and Hear This. We get a lot of our best ideas from that fine network out there at PLPS. But today we're asking, hey, before we do, do you want to have another joke from Aaron? Have you got a joke for us, Aaron?
Maybe one more.
Go on, hit it.
There's a banker who works in a bank, and a man walks in and says, "This is a stuff-up." And the banker says, "Don't you mean a stick-up?" And he says, "No, a stuff-up. I forgot my gun."
Midnight to Dawn, I think. That's what we'll start you off on. He'll be hosting Secret Sound in no time. What we're going to do is we're going to try and shock you guys with what life used to be like before you were born. And it's like going back to Victorian England. Who have we got on the line?
Hello, Glenn. How are you?
How you going?
No, we're excellent. And what did you have back in the day that the kids may not know?
Back in the day, well, the VCR.
Oh, the VCR.
That's a big game.
Thank you very much, Mitchell.
Yeah, he's going to take your job, Ed.
Yeah, well, better than me, so fair enough.
Now, explain what the VCR was.
Very primitive. You can't even play. You can't scratch it. It's 150 kilometres of tape to watch anything.
That's right. Do you watch, would you have video recorders at your house?
Yeah. But I would say that it's
maybe a good one. Not a very good one. Yeah. I don't even think they're starting to phase out. I noticed you can only buy them with a DVD player.
Right. Yeah. You're giving them away free with Happy
Meals
now. Yeah. How much
do you
want?
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah,
that's mildly shocked.
Yeah, I guess they're still hanging around. I've got a couple more years.
Lingering.
Let's go further back in time.
Lisa,
Sarah,
are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good.
Good, good. Tell the kids all about it.
Fuzzy felt.
Oh, fuzzy felt.
That's a bit gay.
Cool enough.
Now, what, kids, you know what that is? Aaron, do you know what fuzzy felt is?
They're completely baffled.
Yeah,
you're going to have to explain. Sarah, what was it?
It's pieces of felt cut out into shapes, and you place them on a board where they try to stick themselves and you make a picture.
Key word was bored in that sentence. By the reactions in here. Look at that. Laura looks physically ill. Can you imagine spending a Saturday afternoon just sticking bits of felt to a board? Is there a website where you can do that? You can move them with the mouth?
Probably. Thank you, Sarah. No love. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're excellent there. Tell the kids all about it.
There are three things that I haven't seen for a long time. The first one is the hula hoop.
The hula hoop, yes. Next.
The second one is Frogger.
Frogger. And thirdly?
Most importantly, Magic Sand.
That's a good game.
Right, Rachel. What do you
make of Magic Sand, guys?
They sell it quite a lot, I would probably say, back in Scotland, but I don't know about...
They sell magic sand in Scotland. Well, we've learned something today. What was magic sand, Mary?
Magic sand is something that you used to get a bowl of water, put the sand in, make shapes. You could keep it and it form the shape. When you take the water out, the sand would go back to being dry, so you could use it again.
The kids are actually now asleep. They can't imagine. What about the hula hoop? That was just, you just put it around your waist and you just did a bit of dancing and bang, hours of entertainment as the hoop circles your body. They think we're joking.
No.
But it was a real thing.
We have hula hoops at school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's part of the punishment regime. Yeah. 1 hour on the hula hoop. All right, okay, well, that was the other one. Frogger was a game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
How would that work?
Frogger worked by having a little guy that you had to basically move across the screen and not get hit by the bullets that were being shot. So you can play it on the road now with cars.
We don't want to encourage that. But halfway through that description, I could see Aaron going, what a quaint relic of an earlier time. Okay, well, can we go any more shopping?
Thank you, Mary. Hayden, how are you?
Yeah, wonderful, fellas.
It's
a little dry up here in Brizzy, but...
Well, what level are you on to now?
Probably 12, I think. That's no whizzing outside.
No, you've got to bottle it up in a tank on your roof.
That's the one.
For the future.
Now, what wonderful piece of entertainment are we going to tell the kids about, Hayden?
Well, we used to have clotheslines up here. I don't know if you guys remember those. we can't use those here either at the moment. And the sprinklers, the little sprinkler used to run through.
Oh, do you know what a sprinkler is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's the sprinkler. But you're saying the entertainment was just hanging from the clothesline.
That's it. You get your little brother to spin you and snap it and blame your little brother.
Wow. Have you guys ever done that?
No.
No?
Even that?
No. So you don't, do you ever go outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we don't. We don't bother with that. And what was the other one you said?
I think it was the running through the sprinkler and, or Mr. Cavill, you probably squat over the sprinkler.
Yeah. What?
You know, and for a while, enjoy the...
Oh, really?
Enjoy the moment.
Hey, well, yeah.
High five.
Do you have the word... I've got the word Etch-A-Sketch in front of me. Is that you, Hayden?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, what was the Etch-A-Sketch?
That was the 3 hours of fun you'd have building a masterpiece with a magnetic needle, and then you'd run to show your mum and be gone before you got there.
It's as though we're asking them to go chimney sweeping. Can you imagine the... No, you can't. All right, well, I think we've finished visiting the terror of the past.
Horribly.
Hey, do you guys know somebody called Stephen Curry? Do you know a film called The Castle? Do you know that movie?
No.
No! It's such an old movie from 1997. Did you ever watch Late for School?
No.
Okay, do you remember a film called Spider-Man 3?
That
isn't even out yet.
It is.
There's a man made of magic sand. You're going to love it, but no, we're going to meet the star of, well, an ancient movie from the past called The Castle and a fantastic new one called The King, Stephen Curry.
Dressed up with wigs, suspenders, fake breasts and makeup.
But I can tell you that my parents live there in Patterson Lakes now.
Wow.
Do you guys know my parents?
Anyone know?
No, Devlin Helen. They've stopped hanging around playgrounds.
Have they?
Ever since the Hero.
Yeah.
But they live in Brigantine Court.
Oh.
I won't say the number, but what I will say is nicking off every single house in Brigantine Court.
Good
and
idea.
You're going to get Neville and Helen Curry. Do you know what nick-knocking is, guys?
Good. Oh, it's good to see those traditions haven't died out.
Well, knock and run in my day.
Knock and run.
Yeah. It was more descriptive. In the last hour, we were just talking words like Etch-A-Sketch out there. It's like we were talking German
language. But can I run one past you?
Yes.
Okay, the Hill Boy, we had a game, me and my brother, called Hulk. Well, first, I'm going to blend a hockey and golf.
No, oh, hang on.
Hockey stick, like hockey this. Ball, a hill toys. All you do is you hit towards the hill toys. The hole is the pole, hence the scream, pole in one!
Hole in one!
And I've seen blank expressions across the room.
Yeah. You've been working with Angus Sampson. Has he invented his own game?
Sampson Cricket.
What's Sampson? You get the
Bible, and then you open it onto the even pages, and whatever the last number is on the even pages, that's how many runs you get. But if you get one that has a zero on the end, then you're out.
And therein lies the beauty of Samson.
Yeah, okay. So we had a great time on the set of Shandong.
The kids are running out of the studio.
Come on, man. It's the Bible. That's going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Well, it is a top read, though. I can personally recommend it.
Book of the week.
Is that right?
No.
It's got some great gear in the library.
That I don't know.
Corinthians, man.
The second one, the New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
The people were heaps better.
Yeah, it was.
And then later they did the all New Testament.
Oh, wow.
I think that was then Triple M came up with.
And the fourth one they brought in Jar Jar Binks.
It didn't make sense. Downhill from there. Hey, we've got more to say for Stephen Curry. He's in a great new film called The King.
Yeah.
On television on TV1 on Foxtel this Sunday night. Let's talk about that. I'll get there. Diesel with a soul revival here. He did this around the nation on Triple M. He didn't realise we were going to hear this quickly. It's Stephen Curry. my son is observing us today, and I've already said a rude word once on there.
Don't you reckon those kids from Patterson Lake are so much better than those kids from Chelsea?
No.
Oh, man.
All right.
It seems to be an agreement there. They didn't like my game with a hockey stick and a Hills voice, but they like the Chelsea gear.
I think Mr. Curry may have sworn just before. We're going to get the swear jar today.
Oh, yes.
For a dollar.
Yeah, actually, I might just take that one back.
Thank you very much. Hey, welcome aboard. And I guess you're sick of people saying how brilliant you are in the King.
Well, we have had one negative one.
Really?
Oh, really? This guy, I don't have to say his name, really, but this guy in Sydney, he called it a mean, bitter piece of work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Might have been describing himself.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, well, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, you're showing, multiple sides of a person who was known to be a complex individual.
He was indeed, but that's the thing. We've had 104 reviews to the contrary, or opinions to the contrary in the press, that this one man, Steve Price, said that you can't do,
Steve Price, the dwarf tosser, as Mr. Lawyer used to call it. But you've probably been asked every damn question.
Yeah, I know.
That you can be asked.
I've been asked four questions in every single interview. It must have been an honour to play the game.
Yeah, right.
And can you say dug a hole?
It's quite amazing. No joke. This one
place in Newcastle. I had a 10-minute phoner, right? That's what we called in the business phoner. And not 1 minute was about the King, and 9 minutes, no joke, they were just chucking lines from the castle at me.
It was amazing. What did they want? You to do the lines.
Yeah, pretty much. And they started setting me up for gags. So at one point, the guy goes, Steve, me and my mate here have... we've got a bit of a greyhound syndicate, and we want you to come in as a partner. Wait for it. It's only going to cost you $2 million. What do you say to that? I knew where he was headed, and I said, I'm not interested. He goes, no, you need to tell me I'm dreaming. I said, that's not my line. And can we just talk about something that's happened in the last 11 years? These kids here weren't even born when that happened, and now they're all walking, talking people.
That's right. See, I tell you what, being mystified looks when we're mentioning the name Graham Kennedy. I mean, I'm from New Zealand. We didn't have Graham Kennedy over there at all. And I came here in 85, and as far as I'm concerned, he was the bloke who hosted the show where they just showed clips from British comedy shows. Graham Kennedy's World of Comedy.
There you go. Yeah.
And then they would show on the Logies.
Well, kind of like Gilbo show.
Yeah, it was doing a Gilbo-style deal.
Okay.
But, you would see on the Logies stuff of Graham Kennedy, and it would be his desk blowing up and carpet pies. And I'm going, what is the fuss about Graham Kennedy? And then Pete Smith sent me an uncut episode of In Melbourne Tonight.
Mm.
And what you realise is it's not all things blowing up. It's a guy sitting at a desk for 2 hours.
Trying his darndest.
Trying to make something out of nothing.
It's unbelievable. And we went into Nine and we just went through their dusty archives. I don't know if you've seen this room. I've mentioned this a couple of times. This is another question.
Yeah. What was your research?
But we walked into this room and there's a bunch of boxes and they've all got these dusty old pneumatic tastes in them.
Yeah.
And they've got no labels on
them.
Oh, so you just kind of reach in there and go, whatever. And you put it in, invariably you'd get a night that Graham wasn't on, or the audience just wasn't on, or, he didn't want to be there, or whatever happened. And that's the best stuff. That's the most interesting stuff.
Just watching him sitting there for 8 minutes with a box of cereal, trying to think of something to say about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And everyone else, you can see everyone else just off the side of the camera just going, on your own.
But that is the gold of Graham Kennedy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not the kind of stuff that lends itself to a snappy kind of a package.
No, that's right. And I actually asked Bert, there you go, drop your name.
There you go.
Like Andy Sampson or whatever. But I was speaking to Bert a couple of years ago, and I said, I love the 50 years of television special. And he said, that's what you get. If you put 13 years of television into 2 hours, you are going to end up with some brilliant gear. Basically, what I just said in the last 5 minutes into a second, you're probably going to laugh.
Hey, we're going to have to play some music at some point, and we've got plenty more to talk about, lots to talk about, and we want to quote some great lines from the castle back to the
place.
I'll get this. It's great lines here at Triple M. Stephen Curry is with us today. He's in The King, the story of Graham Kennedy on TV1 on Foxtel this Sunday night. Now, were you always going to be the King? I mean, did they, when they wrote it?
There have been two incarnations that have approached me before.
and offered me the role, and they've all fallen over.
Right, right.
And this one, they offered me the role, and then they got the money up, and then the people who put the money in said, I don't think that kid from the castle can do this.
Really?
So I had to audition, and so they got all the bug-eyed guys in Melbourne.
Because I heard Richard Wilkins was in line for a long time.
Dickie Wilkes. Well, he got it down, you know, they whittled it down, they said, eyes aren't big enough, eyes are too big. there's a fine line.
It's all in the eyes.
Got down to me and Alex Mitriati. And it turned out he was too tall. But I was actually slouching, so don't tell the producer.
Right.
But yeah, so I kind of, in the end, I got it. And I reckon a couple of days before, they probably got cold feet and wanted to audition, you know, someone else.
There was all this Chris Lilly gear, but that's just because he got bug-eyed too.
There was
a bit of Chris Lilly talk.
It's let's build up a street war between two bug-eyed guys from Melbourne. And that's the way it works.
Turn them against each other.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because it's not, you know, it's not an impression that you're doing of Graham Kennedy. It's not like you would do it if you were playing him in a comedy scene.
Check this out.
Yeah.
that's the thing. It basically, we said from the outset, hey, I can't do impressions. You know what I mean? That's not sort of what I do. But also, it's just that thing, they were talking about prosthetic eyes and all that sort of stuff.
Prosthetic eyes?
Yeah. And I just, at the very start, I just said, we're not going to do that because you do. You turn it into a sketch.
Yeah.
You turn it into that. It's not about. It's about telling a story. It's about kind of paying homage to the man rather than people going,
look at those. So distracting.
Wow, he really looks wonky. But look wonky enough as it is.
The scenes in it where you're playing the Graham Kennedy that people would see on the telly. So you're sitting in the desk and you're obviously, you know, you seem a lot like Graham Kennedy in those scenes. But then there's the side you haven't seen. And there's one scene where I reckon you're the most like Graham Kennedy. And it's probably the most private thing. It's when you're trying to get that bloke to get in the movie. I watched the making of it, and they said that you had to shoot that a second time.
Yeah.
Filmed in daytime, and everyone looks really pissed off when they're told, sorry, kids. Everyone looks very unnerved when they're told that they have to shoot it again. Right. And, yeah, I reckon it's the best scene in the film.
Yeah, it's a good scene, but that was a problem. We shot a day in the daytime, and it's hard to kind of believe that, you know, him doing a night show, that he would have time in the afternoon to just chuck a dancer in the boot. Bugger off down to Frankston, which would have all been dirt roads back then anyway. Quickly just, you know, do what you do with the dancer and then come back and on for the night show. So, yeah, reshoot.
But that's just a great close shot of you. Just, you can see the machinations. And I'm going, that, to me, feels like Graham Kennedy.
I don't know why. Thanks, son. Well, you sound the rest of it was crap.
Yeah, the rest of it was downhill from there. Really. Once the guy got out of the room. But no, and then there's the scenes at the beginning. It's great to see the radio show stuff. It's Graham and a guy called Nicky Witter, who was played by Graham Kennedy.
Gary McDonald.
Oh,
this is, I made a fool of myself in front of Gary. I've always been a huge fan of Gary's. But he once played with Frank Zappa. Did you know this
song? Yeah.
He got up and he played harmonica. He played his blues harp with Zappa in Sydney in 1976. And I've heard all these stories and I've never heard it. And I just, the first thing I said to him, instead of saying, g'day, Gary, I really, you know, love you, I said, can you tell me about Zappa? And it was this really awkward, awful moment. He kind of looked at me as if to say, I've done other stuff.
Since 1976,
it was like me with the castle gear, you know?
Yeah.
That was only 11 years ago. We're talking 31 years ago that he did that.
So he was, because he was the king of Australian comedy in New Zealand. Because we never got Hoags.
Oh, right.
We never got Graham Kennedy, but we got Gunston.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, it was revolutionary. Nice. Because he was a guy who had a Bain Marie on his set with pineapple donut floating in. That was something you didn't see on television. New Zealand television in the 1970s was hosted by people in tuxedos.
Yeah, whereas it's all Bain Marie these days.
Well, the innovator. There's so much we could talk about, but we've got a lot to get through.
Yes.
And why should Stephen be the king? Why can't everyone be the king?
Yeah, yeah.
Good to be the king.
Yeah.
Everyone's the king of something. What are you the king of, listeners? Let's find out next.
I am totally outraged by the sort of behaviour.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Sorry, I've just got so... There are so many kids in this room from Patterson Lakes Primary School, and they've all got great Fantastic. Radio ideas. Stephen Curry is with us.
Hi, how are you going? How are you going?
Really raising the bar, I am, that's for sure. He's starring in The King, which is on Foxtel, 8:30 on Sunday nights. You've got to have a look
TV
at that.
One.
Now, not everyone has Foxtel.
No.
And if you still want to see Stephen Curry at 8:30 on Sunday night, aren't you on another show at the same time?
Yeah, I believe I'm on Rove at the same time. So, you know, you can pick and choose. You know, if you're too much of a tight ass to have Foxtel, well, that's all right.
I'm going to mention another show that's on at 8:30. You want to watch The King and tape this on the ABC,
yes.
Sunday at 8:30, a new show called Life on Mars, which Fitzy from the Melbourne Cage put me on to. It's a top view. It's about a detective from the present who goes back in time to 1973 and has to solve crimes as though he were on the Sweeney. I know it sounds terrible, but it's great.
Okay.
Have a look at that. I'm sure Stephen Curry will be in it somewhere. That's all the business out of the way. Let's talk about being the king. Are you the king of something in real life, Stephen?
Nah, look, I'm the king of Hulk, the game in the backyard that me and Bernie played. I beat him a couple of times at that. But no, look, I wouldn't like to lay claim to being the king of anything. I'm the prince of cheapness.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, some friends of mine would call me the prince of cheapness.
Okay.
And no joke, it's too cheap.
Under the right show.
I've had some that cost nothing.
What about you, Mr. Cavalier? The king of food?
No, the king of handball at Patterson Lake.
Yeah,
Farm,
yeah.
You've got the height. You've got the reach.
Oh, well, that's what they said. We played the grade six kids, and I played them for lunchtime, and I was king for the whole time.
The king of, I'd like to say that I'm the king of lookalikes. Finding...
We're also the king of having a photograph taken during the show today. It's really starting to freak me out.
Sorry about that, Ed. I'll put it away. Sorry.
And we have less flash photography. This is a face for radio. I like to keep it that way.
Listen, this might be the last radio interview I ever do. I just wanted to keep something.
I'm also the king of spotting sound effects in movies and recognizing which sound effects album they're from.
You are very good at that.
A pretty obscure.
Tony, which one is the, you know, the gas? The gas they always use in the...
Use Bigelow's, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you got it, Carrie?
Just worked out. Sorry, I'm sorry. I know this is off the topic. I've just worked out what I'm the king of.
You
just mentioned it.
What is that?
Knowing where boobs appear in movies.
No,
flying high.
Jokes.
Flying high, she bounces across the screen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Flying high too, they go through the X-ray machine.
Yes, they do.
Thank you very much.
We had, now this is going back to school. Porky.
I'm not a Porky's efficient.
No.
More the Porky's too, man.
We had at our school, somebody distributed we didn't have a photocopy, a Gestetner list.
Ooh.
The Gestetner, the old ink purple, Mallee ink machine.
Yep.
A list of where you could find said boobs in which film.
At what point?
Somebody had timed the film because this is the pre-video era.
Did they have the film Private School?
BB Case,
because there was it caused a stir when it was on because it got repeated for some reason a couple of weeks after it was first on.
Wow.
And everyone sat up because apparently there was a horse riding scene where a girl's top fell off.
Sorry.
It was amazing.
We are providing a very boring summer for the kids. And we have a round of applause for Jack, one of the cast members of PLPS. There he is. No applause at all.
What have you got for your hand, dear chef?
Hill on cracker. Finger. My pinky.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Playing mini football up in the front room.
Yeah.
Away. The age-old problem.
Very fun.
And are you the king of something at your school?
Basketball. I like basketball. I'm not that good.
I saw
you.
Know.
I heard
a rumour that you're the king of girls.
Yeah. No.
Someone yelled out that you were the king of shortness.
No, was Brady.
Well, Richard's the king of short bus.
Probably not mentioned. It was Brady. What is Brady the king of?
Shortness.
Shortness, man. Cop that, Brady. Back in your face. Whoa! Turning into a thunderdome here. Are there any other kids at the school who would be described as the king of something?
Not really.
No? No one in this room?
Oh, probably Maxwell.
Yeah, what's he the king of?
James. King of the cockiness.
Oh, king of the cockiness. Is that because James told me just before we went to air, he's the king of hairstyle?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few.
That's pretty cocky.
Really?
Yeah. A few contenders, is there?
Yeah.
Gee, if you announced yourself as the king of hairstyles in the 70s, you'd be beaten to a bloody pulp. Sweetie style. Wasn't the go in those days.
No, you just didn't go there.
All right, do we want to find out what the list is?
Yeah, let's do it.
I know we want to get to something.
Have you done this before on the on your junket, on your publicity junket?
No, no, we haven't gone there. This is now the fifth question that we've that I've encountered. So this is going to be great fun.
All right. What are you the king of, listeners? Anything at all? You know what we're like. 133353. Your weekly connection. Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Stephen Curry is with us.
Hi.
Also on the panel, we have Jack D. Not the comedian Jack D from England. No, Jack D from Patterson Lakes Primary School.
Yep.
You are picking up any tips to take back to the station, Jack?
Yeah.
Like, what have you learned?
Nothing much.
Yeah.
I've learned to be funny.
Oh, really? Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I understand you do have a fantastic joke. Sorry, we've given the headmaster... the principal,
yeah,
the ability to censor anything. It is a great joke, though, about a pool table. Okay, we're not allowed that one.
No.
Stephen Curry is the king, I think you'll find, on Sunday night on TV1.
And then it's on Channel 9, is it?
And then it will be on 9 later on in the year. This is the official line. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
TV1 are the principal investors, and Channel 9 also put in some money.
Yeah, sorry. So there you go. Isn't there like a theatre restaurant tour after that?
I will be doing 2 weeks at Hunchback's Theatre Restaurant. I am in the new production, Brave Hump 2.
Oh, all hail the beast. Yeah. Who has got something? Who is the king of something else here?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
What are you the king, queen of?
I'm a descendant from Richard, King Richard II.
Oh, hang on. Oh. Oh. Yeah, literally. What is the linkage?
He wasn't married, but he had a son, and it's through that son.
Mm, I'm more of a Richard I man.
Yeah,
the son was named Philip Falconbridge.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that'll serve him right.
This is how you tell it, Elizabeth. Is there any way we can check this?
Yeah, it's down, because I'm a genealogist. I'm doing both sides of the family tree.
Oh, yeah. Do you get any perks? I mean, are you invited to royal stuff ever?
No, I've never... The family hasn't really said that much about it. We only found out about it about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. It's not something you keep to yourself, though, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it depends if you want to show off or not.
Well, that's fair enough. And I would get a scepter straight away.
At primary school, I once told everyone that I was Lisa Curry's little brother.
Really?
I've taken anything. I'll take anything I can get.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
For 495th in line to the throne. Oh, can we go better than that?
Joel, how are you?
G'day, gents. How are we doing?
We are excellent, sir. And what are you the king of?
I am the king of the mullet haircut.
Craig McLaughlin's about to call up.
I tell you, Billy Ray Cyrus and Chris Franklin have nothing on me, and they're part of my fan club.
Now, tell me, Joel, how much business on the top is it compared to the party at the back?
Well, I tell you what, I've had it for about 26 years, this haircut.
Really? How long's the back?
It goes halfway down my back.
Oh, how tall's the top?
But, mate, it is big. Bigger than David Bowie had it in the 80s.
Really? Is it of swaggy dimensions, would you say that?
Well, yeah, probably a lot more. It takes me an hour to stand in front of the mirror to do it each day.
You wouldn't be able to email a photo of that to the station by any chance, would you, so we can get some sort of clarification on this?
Well, I could, actually.
Hey, whereabouts do you work? What's your job?
I'm actually a garbo.
Oh, okay. Mullet it up, garbo.
Good job, son.
Thanks, Joel. Well done. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, g'day.
What are you the king of?
Useless trivia.
Yes.
Could you provide us with an example, your lordship?
Well, from the Big Lebowski, John Goodman's constantly telling Steve Buscemi to shut up because Steve Buscemi's character in Fargo was talking too much.
Oh, there's a pure link between two Coen brothers.
Good on you, Daniel.
All right, he can be the king.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that you guys would like on YouTube as well?
Yes.
Yeah? Search for Teenage Mutant Ninja Lebowski, and it is Lebowski's dialogue that is synced up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon.
Wow.
That is 3 months well spent somewhere. Congratulations.
Richard Bartlett is bookmarking it already.
Can I just ask Jack, what movies do you like?
I like some scary ones, some funny ones.
Oh, what would be a scary movie?
43.
Something 30.
Scream?
Yeah. Scream? You like to watch Scream? Really? Wow, Willy Wonka was a scary film, and obviously now they're on the screen.
Yeah, absolutely right. Jack, can you do us a favour? Your voice is quite Triple M. Could you say turn it up, please?
Turn it up.
Perfect. Do we need that?
You get a job in the football department very soon, my friend.
Have we got any more kings on the line?
Hello, Pete. How are you?
Hey, how are you going?
We are excellent, sir. What's your, what are you the king of?
I am the king of picking faults in Neighbours.
What do you
at
got?
At the moment, the thing that really gets me yelling at the television...
Ben Lawson's hair?
Is, well, now, a little bit further down, it's supposedly paralysed Fraser, whose legs move all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Take that, Lawson.
This is my friend Ben that plays for it. But now, oh, I don't know if I can say this. But listen, Pete.
Yeah?
There may or may not be a plot development with Fraser coming up soon. Now, I need you...
Sorry? The wheelchair thing's never been done before. It's revolutionary.
Isn't it? Okay, all I'll say is to look out, the next time there's a big plot development for Fraser, look very closely at a special day of his,
right.
And then we'll talk again. All right?
Right. You sure that didn't happen last night?
Oh, hang on a second. What happened last night?
This is good. Sorry?
He's engaged.
Okay, on the wedding day. We can say that now. When they get married, you watch. Wow.
Is this front cover of TV Week for him?
No, well, no.
It's going to be a still shot so the legs won't move.
He's not that pretty. All right, thanks, Pete.
Time for one more king. Who's it going to be?
Let's go for Sean. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you out, boys?
I like it already.
We're excellent. Now, tell us, what are you the king of?
I'm the king of clowns.
The king? Whoa. How can you claim that?
Many people have told me that over the years.
Yeah, what's your greatest work, do you think, in that regard?
I'd have to say doing a nudie run through Cavill Ave in Gold Coast.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of kings
there
who've tried that.
Kind of here and there. A large royal family. That's the
earls as well, I would have thought.
What else you got for us then, Sean? That's been done.
I'd have to say, driving naked. I'm a truck driver, and my friend has decided that it'd be fun to drive naked, so I decided
to do that. Sean, could I suggest that you're not perhaps the king of clowns so much as the king of public plum
exhibition? If you were driving naked with a funny coloured wig and a red nose on, I'd call him the king of
plums. Hang on, you're sure?
All right, we'll call him the king of plums.
King of plums.
Case closed.
Next thing everybody called up and kinged up. We'll be back with more in a moment.
I'll get this.
What I've done.
That's Linkin Park here to get this on Triple M. It's a full bench today. Stephen Curry is still with us. And we can barely move for kids from Patterson Lakes Primary School. They've got our sister station down there.
I've dropped a few horsies off the end of my parents' jetty at Patterson Lake.
That's there you go.
Brigantine Court. You know what a horsie is?
Yeah,
cool horses. Yeah, see, there you go. It's like a bomb. Big splash.
Yeah. Eliza, what have you learned today, do you think?
I've learned that when you're in the Triple M studio, never put the headphones on while they're playing music. These guys love their music loud.
We do.
Yeah, there we go.
It's because we're so old and deaf.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've got something else. Have you been forced to say something? Or is
yeah, just to say thank you. This beats maths and geometry and English.
Geometry. Well, thanks for coming in. I hope the humour hasn't been too sophisticated for you.
No.
No danger of that, I wouldn't have thought. No, that's why you had me on.
Well, it does get pretty highbrow here at Gizzards. Yeah. We're accused of being highbrow.
Yeah.
You weren't here a couple of weeks ago. Ed, Cal Wilson filled in for you.
Yeah.
Here's just how highbrow we get.
Have you seen all the water theft gear on the news?
There's like football grounds nicking water and stuff like that from tiny towns. Is that what you're talking about?
In the tiny town of Poowong.
That's right.
And there's been so much reportage of that simply because they just love saying Poowong over and over again. I reckon they should add our sound effect.
Poowong.
Just that. Maybe you could be like Murray Tregoning during the news.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great gig.
Going during the news, and every time the bloke says Poowong.
Welcome to Poowong, home of the Poowong Magpies and some very proud but puzzled locals.
Where the water came from and all that, I wouldn't have a clue.
With water being trucked into Poowong and neighbouring towns, the authority is hunting down the culprits. Poowong Football Club's president says he thought the club's dam was supplied by a spring.
Many locals, though, say the real reason Poowong was such a great footy ground is that this is a community which cares about its institutions.
For all the suspicion, Poowong's fierce rivals and local reigning premiers, Nyora, can't wait to try out the surface. Christopher Still, Poowong.
The home of the sharpest satire on radio. It's this.
Right.